Now, with tomatoes and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at J. Calvert Farms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. On this edition of the show, we're highlighting a program that started in a school hallway and has grown into a movement of care across multiple campuses. The Caring Link began with Lynn Fanning Elementary School's Care Closet, meeting students' needs with clothing, shoes, school supplies, and toiletries. Now, the mission continues to expand, supporting even more students and families. Right now, on the line with me, I have Kate O'Neill, the founder of the Caring Link, to share how this effort came to life and the impact it's making in the community. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Kate O'Neill.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to discuss what we're doing in Madison County.
I was very excited to see this effort and immediately reached out to you to see if we could do an interview because I wanted to not only bring awareness to your effort, but also for those who might be outside of the area to consider the possibility of doing something similar. And I think Absolutely. This is great. So I'm really glad that you can be with me today, Kate.
Yes, me too.
So Kate, take us back to the beginning. What sparked the idea for the Caring Link, and how did that first hallway at Lynn Fanning Elementary School become something so much bigger?
Well, back in 2019, I was volunteering at Lynn Fanning because that's where my kids went to school. And so I was just like running copies and doing kind of the teacher helper thing. And at the time, the counselor, Melissa Pogue, saw me in the hall. I had worked with her on some things. And she said, "Hey, Kate, do you mind? We've got kind of hallway that's full of lost and found coat discards. It was mostly like heavy coats that had been left from years past that they could hand out to kids in need. And can you like hang them up? We've got a rack up here. And so I said, of course, no problem. Go in there, start doing that. And the teachers would come by and see that somebody was working in this room now, unloading the tubs. And they would come by and say, hey, do we have a pair of pants? I've got a kid who's outgrown their pants and really needs a pair. Do we have a pair of shoes? I've got a kid whose shoes are holes in them. The soles are loose. Or do we have deodorant? And my answer was always no, but we can get some. And so I would take a lot of nightly trips to Walmart and get the items that were requested that day and bring them in. But it made me aware of the fact that there was this need of children who were attending school with my own. They were my own children's friends, sitting next to them in the desk, and then it was a constant need. And so that's when kind of we started plugging in all of the things that our own children used, clothes, shoes, socks, underwear, toiletry items. We put some school supplies in because we knew that a lot of the children who were receiving free school supplies at the beginning of the year did not have replenishment options then. So when the glue sticks ran out, when their crayons were all broken, they couldn't replenish them, and that teachers were doing a lot of that on their own salaries, and we didn't want that either. So we started plugging that stuff in, and as my children then moved up through schools, they had heard about it. I think my children were the leak of information in that situation. Anytime a teacher asked for something, you know, to be brought in by parents, I think they would just say, my mom set up a closet. And so it just kind of came that they'd ask me, and I cannot say no. And so I would set up a closet at the next school and the next one. By the time we got to the fourth school, I thought, we've got to do something. If my own kids are going to go to college, we've got to do something in a way that I can write some grants and get some donations and it be a tax deductible official thing. And so that's when the Caring Link was born.
And as you just chuckled shortly about, the cost can be very prohibitive if you try to take it on just yourself. We have two food pantries, one in Athens and one in Rogersville, and I've tried to financially keep food in those pantries, but of course it takes its toll if you're trying to do it yourself. But when you ask other people, friends, family, neighbors, people in the school to help, and you can come together, then that takes the burden off of one person and allows everybody to be able to contribute, and that makes it much easier to accomplish this mission, right?
Absolutely. And I mean, the cost is a huge factor. You have to have help setting that up. It's about $15,000 to set up the initial install of a care closet, and then to maintain it through the year is about $7,000 right now at the current price point. But the other aspect of it that you need help with is to actually run those closets. The way that we do it is that we maintain them every single week. So we have somebody who goes in, counts the items. We have a set standard number that we like to see in the closet for long sleeves and short sleeves and all of the items per gender and per size. So they go in and figure out what's missing. That also helps us to collect data about our outputs. Then we have someone run items from our headquarters where we bag up what's needed. And they take it to the school, and their time is spent driving. And then someone comes in at the end of the week and restocks. But if you're trying to do that alone, it's very cumbersome. And so it's very hard to figure out what's needed. Okay, then you have to go get it, and then you have to bring it back and put it up. So the volunteer aspect is huge for us. We do not function without volunteers.
As we mentioned, Lynn Fanning Elementary is where this began. What kind of response have you seen from students, teachers, and families as these closets have grown?
It's been amazing. The teachers are so grateful. I hear all the time about how much it is impacting their students and their lives as well. Obviously, the students are getting what they need, so they're better able to focus in class, and they're better able, even just behavior improves because they're not distracted by the unmet basic needs. But also, the teachers now have the ability to just focus on teaching. They don't have to also worry about how am I going to run out at lunch and get this child a pair of shoes so that they can have shoes, which had been happening. The social workers and counselors were doing a lot of midday kind of running to a store to get a child what they needed at their own expense. And it's just so nice because they love these kids every day, day in and day out. And they're able to see their needs met. They don't carry that burden home that they weren't able to provide an essential resource because they have them on site and they're able to connect students with those. We always say that the teachers and the staff are the link in the caring link because we have the care, but they're the link to the students that need it.
Obviously, Kate, we don't mention names, but can you share a story or example that really captures the difference these closets have made for a student or family?
Sure, absolutely. So we have resource appointments as well that we offer if we don't have a closet in a school. And we have a family in particular who comes to get resources. It's once a quarter. And the mom is a single mom. And so she's struggling to provide everything that she needs for her three children, and they're growing. And so when they come in, she always talks about how grateful she is, but also how much it has improved their school life, because previously they were pretty heavily bullied for not having what they needed.
Oh.
They didn't want to go to school. They would try to avoid it at all costs. And now they have new resources and they feel equitable to their peers. And so they're excited to go to school, especially after the resource appointments. Once a quarter they come in, she's like, oh, they're going to be so thrilled to go this week because they have new shoes and they have new clothes and they're going to want to show them off. And that's something that we're seeing countywide, is that attendance rates are up among our Care Closet users because they are confident going to school. They have what they need, and also school becomes the place where they get the resources they need. And we have tons of stories like that where, you know, kids were bullied or they just felt less than. They kind of always felt like they were a second-class citizen because they didn't have what they needed. They were introverted and kind of turned in on themselves because they didn't want to draw attention to the fact that they didn't have what they need. And now that they have those resources and have access to them, they are engaging in the class more. They're answering questions. They're playing with their friends at PE and recess. And that's not something they were doing before. So we hear it a lot from school staff, and then we hear it from those parents as well.
Are there any particular items that are always in demand or harder to keep on the shelves?
Sure. Shoes and coats in particular, because if you're struggling as a family, those are your high dollar items. And you might be able to go and find, you know, a shirt on sale or a pair of pants on sale, but coats and shoes when you need them can be difficult. And so that's something that a lot of families have to forego in order to buy groceries. So those items in particular, we constantly need because they're a frequent pull from the closet because we have them and they're accessible, but also toiletry items because they are a used item. You know, it's something that gets used up, and so you have to replenish it. And also snacks. We have a snack program that we do at all of our partner schools. So the snacks are available for kids who can't afford to bring their own because we know that those kids need to refuel and be ready to learn. And if you have hunger pains, I know every time I've ever been on any kind of diet, all I think about is food until I can get food the next time. And so I feel like kids are the same way. And a lot of the kids are going home to food insecurity. So we want to make sure they're well fed at school. So snacks, like individually wrapped cookies and chips and crackers and things of that nature, those would be the four things that are just in highest demand and the heaviest turnover. Snacks is a single-use item. It's not like a shirt where they can wash it and use it again. And so it's a constant turnover. It's a constant need.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Kate O'Neill, the founder of the Caring Link, which began in Madison at the Lynn Fanning Elementary School. It has expanded to Moores Mill Intermediate and Meridianville Middle. I know that the mission continues to expand and they want to support more students and families. And Kate, if you'll stick with me, we'll have some other questions on the other side and we'll talk more about the Caring Link, okay?
Absolutely. That would be wonderful.
Folks, I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
To do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at HydrationL.com for more information.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on the Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. It's my pleasure and privilege to have Kate O'Neill, the founder of the Caring Link, on the Mark White Show right now as they meet students' needs with shoes, clothing, school supplies, and toiletries. Welcome back to the show, Kate O'Neill.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
What's your vision for the Caring Link moving forward, and could we see more closets in other schools across the county and beyond?
Absolutely. So currently we operate 16 care closets across Madison County. So we have 12 that are out in the county school system. Right now we have 4 in the Huntsville City School System, and we are putting in 9 more before the end of 2025. So by the end of this year, we'll have 25 care closets across Madison County. And we just want to keep that number growing because we know that there are pockets of poverty and pockets of need where we are not yet able to be. And we want to get there as soon as we can so that those kids also have on-site resources. A lot of times we have teachers that have been at a school with a closet who will then go to a school where there isn't a closet. And they often write to us and say, hey, can we get a closet here? I thought I appreciated you guys before, but I didn't realize until I left where we had those resources how much you were doing for our students and our staff. So we just want to get in as many closets as possible and have our programs be available for as many children as possible so that they can thrive in the classroom and then outside of it as they, you know, continue into their futures.
In the first segment, Kate, you did briefly mention grants. Were you able to find some grants that really fit this program?
Yes. You know, periodically you go through grant writing on a cycle basis, so it's very cyclical. And there are definitely grants out there that are concentrated on children's services, education, basic needs. Those are the grants that we typically propose on and write for. And we have been awarded several of those over the past 3 years. We'll have our third birthday in December. And so we've had some wonderful local corporations that have grants available that have awarded us with that funding. And it has been essential for putting in new closets, as well as some foundations that are charitable foundations that have chosen us as the program to receive those funds. And it's so important because we couldn't do it without the funding. We couldn't do it without outside sources.
Absolutely. And that leads to the next question of what kind of partnerships have you been able to develop with local businesses, civic groups, other nonprofit organizations to help the care closets to keep going?
Absolutely. We have some really strong partnerships with local PTAs, the Moores Mill Intermediate School PTA, Lynn Fanning PTA, Blossomwood PTA, that are directed towards, you know, maintaining their school's closets. We also have a really strong partnership with Junior League of Huntsville. We installed 3 closets based on some funds that were given in the Sparkman High School, Sparkman Middle, and Sparkman 9 campuses. So that is a really fruitful sponsorship. We have lots of local churches that have, one, Bethlehem Baptist Church has paid to set up a closet at Madison Crossroads Elementary, and we have others. We have our New Beginnings Back to School program, which provides, this year we provided 420 students with school readiness items like clothes and shoes and school supplies and toiletries, and that was intrinsically linked to Flint River Baptist Church in the county. So we have lots of these partnerships, and we want to develop more, because when our students thrive, when that next generation thrives, the whole community thrives, and it improves our workforce because they're better able to learn when they have their basic needs met. And that means that they're reaching their utmost potential in the classroom, but then also beyond the classroom. And that's the goal.
Kate, how do you maintain the dignity of the students who use the closets so that they feel comfortable accessing what they need?
That's a big part of what we do. So one of the things that's unique about our closets is that anyone can use them. We don't ask for anybody's W-2 form to figure out, okay, are you really in need? My own children have used their school care closets when there's been an emergency situation. So for kids at like elementary schools, potty accidents, it's kids throughout the different school levels, spills at lunch, if you drop your milk down the front of your shirt, anything like that, falling in the mud at recess, they're allowed to use the closets because, number one, we want to make sure they get back to class ready to learn as quickly as possible, and that's universal for all students. Number two, we don't have to call mom and dad away from work, which in some cases could mean, you know, a crucial decline in that month's finances and resources. But it also destigmatizes the closet use, because if everybody is able to use the closet and everybody at some point has benefited from those resources, it's no longer just for the disadvantaged children. But we also make sure that when counselors, social workers, teachers access the closet for children, especially if it's a systemic poverty need, that they do so privately, not at a class change time. Sometimes they'll choose the items and just deliver them at the end of the day to the student to take home. So it is a very discreet operation, and we are heavily, heavily focused on maintaining the dignity of the students. We do not put out photos or information about the students using the closet unless they attend one of our larger programs and they have their parents have signed media releases, those type of things. But the in-school visits to the closets are never publicized. We don't even ask for teachers to write down identifying information. We don't want to know who has used the closet. We just want to know the items that have gone out and the students that we've helped, but we don't need identities.
What has been the most surprising thing that you've learned since starting the Caring Link back in 2019?
I think that the depth of the need in our area, Madison County and Huntsville City and then surrounding areas, there's a lot of wealth here. We have, I think, the highest per capita of PhDs in the country. There is a lot of opportunity in DOD, things of that nature. However, there is true abject poverty. Kids sleeping on the floor, living in homes with dirt floors, no utilities, showering at school. And I think that if you are not already privy to that information, it can be shocking to you. It was to me to learn about the hardship, the depth of the hardship that some of these families and the children are facing. And so that was shocking to me and motivating. That way I knew, okay, this is something, I can't unsee this. So let's do something about it. I'm obligated to act. I'm in a position where I can help. And I know there are other people who want to help. So let's unite and let's help these kids so that maybe we can end those multi-generational cycles of poverty. We're hoping to put ourselves out of a job. We don't want to exist because we don't want children to need us. We want their families to to be in a position where they can provide the care that we are providing currently. And to do that, we've got to change the trajectory for these children.
What advice would you give to another school or community that wants to start something similar?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I would say to talk to somebody like the Caring Link, talk to us about what works and what doesn't, because we've learned lessons along the way that we are happy to pass on. I would also say that you want to start small. You want to start with one school and learn your lessons there as well. So seeking out partnerships locally for funds, but then also establishing, you know, kind of how you're going to run things. We've gone through a lot of trial and error of our system and how it works. And I think that doing that on a smaller scale is much easier to go back and change your processes versus on a big scale. You don't want to start saying, we're going to put closets in these 10 schools. That's going to be our launch. Put them in one school. Get a lot of volunteers. Get people interested. And then absolutely reach out to organizations that are already doing it, but in a separate area, and ask for some advice on what worked for us, what didn't work for us. And also making sure that you're not duplicating services. That's a big thing with nonprofits locally, is just making sure that somebody else isn't doing that already, and that you maybe could help them, because I would have loved if somebody else was doing this and I could have come on board and been involved in it. It just wasn't that kind of on-site resources just wasn't available, but we always want to make sure that we're not duplicating services and that we're helping others who are already there, because you don't have to reinvent the wheel that way.
Absolutely. For those listening who want to help, what's the best way for them to get involved and support the Caring Link, Kate?
Absolutely. They can visit our website. It's thecaringlink.org. We have a Get Involved page where you can submit your email address. We can add you to our volunteer email database. It's really simple to use. We use Sign Up Genius for all of our volunteer opportunities, so you can sign up for what interests you or what works for your schedule, and you don't have to sign up if it doesn't. Volunteers are crucial to what we do, and especially with having 25 closets at the end of the school year, we will have to have 75 people on the ground every single week to run our closet teams to keep them operational and keep them maintained. So getting involved with that Get Involved page. If you're looking to make a donation, we have our donate page that you can do really quickly. You can either do a one-time donation, or you can do a monthly donation and take the guesswork out of it if you want to be a continual supporter. So lots of ways to help, and we absolutely welcome any help we can get, because it is a big undertaking, but it is impactful and we see it working.
What began in one school hallway has become a source of hope and support for hundreds of students, and we appreciate you, Kate O'Neill, and your team for your efforts, and thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today to share about the Caring Link.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire, and I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Please follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need, and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter. Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC.
Gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.